Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi.
E Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Weekend Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
And greetings from Boston, Massachusetts, and the 2025 World Figure Skating Championships. Gina and I are on site. We are missing Matteo, wishing that he was here with us.
Yeah, we miss you, Matteo. We've been sending you some pictures from here in Boston. But yes, this is day two of competition. Right now, the men's short program is underway. We're about, I think, in group four. So we had 40 men competing. So we're going to get to the later groups here soon. So this is going to be a quick conversation here. But we're going to kind of recap a little bit of day one.
Yes. So yesterday started with the women's short program. There were a couple of surprises throughout that event, one of which was the winner of the short program. In first place, Alyssa Liu of the United States. She skated earlier than most of the others. And because she's on a comeback, Alyssa skated in an earlier group than some of the perennial favorites. But her score of 74.58 held up throughout the competition, and she ended the event in first place. In second place, Monet Chiba of Japan. What a fun performance from her. She skated really freely. It just looked like she was having such a great time out there. And in the bronze medal position, Isabeau Levito from the United States. Now remember, Isabeau missed the U.S. Championships, but petitioned to be part of the world team and finished in third place.
Yeah, so I got a little funny story with Alyssa Liu. Daphne, I thought of Montreal Worlds last year when you were saying, and Adam's still in first place, and Adam's still in first place. And yes, that was how I felt. I felt like you were in my ear yesterday saying, Alyssa's still in first place, and Alyssa's still in first place, because that exactly is what happened. She held that lead till the very end. What a beautiful short program for her. Crowd was really behind her. That's one of my favorite short programs this season, so I was glad to get to see it again in person, but was very happy for her. She's on this comeback, and she's doing things her way. If you've kind of heard our interview with her very early in the season, she said that this is doing things her way. I don't think she expected to be at the World Championships, but here she is and currently is in the lead. It is very close, we should point out. Monet Chiba is just sitting ahead of Isabeau Levito by 0.11 points. So it is very close. Wakaba Higuchi is in fourth place. As we mentioned, Kaori Sakamoto, who we thought would be the highest of the Japanese women, is in fifth, 71.03. So really, really, you know, again, very close. I expect a lot is going to happen in these results tomorrow. That'd be Friday when the free skate happens. One person I do want to point out too, sitting in sixth place, Madeline Skizis of Canada, one of her best short programs, that Lion King. I was so happy for her to have a really good skate at Worlds. She's been, you know, it's hard for her sometimes because she has a really good short program, but then doesn't have a good free or vice versa. And so I was glad she came out and delivered a really good short and is in that final group. Disappointing for Amber Glenn with the triple axel, you know, falling there. But she is not out of the mix. I mean, 67.65, she's in ninth. Again, anything can happen tomorrow in that free skating.
Chiyoung Kim had some issues in her program, and she sits in 11th place. We want to point out one additional woman. Big surprise for me, Anastasia Gubanova
of
Georgia, who I expected to be in the final group at these World Championships, had a very disappointing short program and did not qualify for the free skate. And as we've mentioned before, this is part of the qualification for spots for the Olympics. And so Georgia will have to send a woman to that qualifying competition in September in Beijing.
Yes. So do you want to move on to the pair, since we're doing this rather quickly, because we know that there are some of the top men coming up here very soon, and that we found that this was an ideal time. So the pairs were...
We're finding little pockets of time to record what we can to get that out. We have a lot of notes and things about what's been going on at this competition that we want to share with you. But right now, we just really wanted to dig into the skating a bit.
Yeah. Of course, we're going to recap this all again with Mateo, who's not here and who's kind of busy right now and hasn't been able to watch. He sends us little messages, but he's been very busy. So we'll do a full recap once we get back. But we just wanted to check in, I guess, as you can say.
So Japan's Riku Miura and Ryuichi Kihara showed us why they have won a world title in the past, skating a beautiful performance and scoring 76.57. The arena was behind them the whole way. So much support. I think the audience here has been really fantastic.
Yes, great audiences. And we're just into, I mean, the first day is a Wednesday, and the audiences have been great. I do like that painted black short program, and I like the costumes are not totally black. There's some purple in there. So, that was probably the highlight for me in the pairs event, as well as the second place finishers, Sarah Conti and Niccolò Machi of Italy, who are closed out the pairs event. I thought that was a really good Carmen short program for them.
It was probably
the one of the best I've seen of them this season. So, this looks good for them, for Italy. Right now, to be the top Italian team.
Yeah, they scored 74.61, so they're less than 2 points behind the leaders. And then in third place, not a surprise that they're in the mix at all, Minerva Fabian-Hassa and Nikita Volodin skated a great short program, 73.59. It's very, very close. Our reigning two-time world junior champions, Anastasia Metelkina and Luka Brulova of Georgia, are in fourth. That will be the final group. Some surprises. Deanna Stellato-Dudek, Maxime Deschamps had stakes that put them in seventh place, scoring 67.32. Another surprise for me was Annika Hocka and Robert Kunkel. He just did not skate their best. We've seen so much more from them. They did make the qualification in the last available spot, which is 20. For the U.S., we need to mention Ellie Cam and Danny O'Shea. While they weren't perfect, did score 68.61. They're in fifth.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Place. And Elisa Efimova and Misha Mitrofanov of the U.S. are in ninth place, scoring 63.70. In the kiss and cry, if you've watched the coverage, you saw that they had not the little paper photos that we're used to. These mm-hmm. were like in these framed photos representing the people that were lost mm-hmm. from the Skating Club of Boston
yeah.
in the crash that took place in January.
Mm-hmm.
We should mention that yesterday there was a moment of remembrance where we had one of the parents spoke briefly. There was a presentation by the governor of Massachusetts, as well as the mayor of Boston spoke. The choir performance to end it was beautiful. But again, more on that when we come back and are able to, you know, give you a proper recap. But this is kind of like our Boston tidbits. This just checking in with you on what is happening here in Boston.
Yeah.
It's really great. Gina and I did not have to fly here. We were able to travel. I took a train and Gina drove. So it was kind of more convenient than traveling. As far as we know, everyone was able to get here pretty easily. There weren't any issues with the competitors coming into the U.S., so that was good. And yeah, it's been really cool. This place has changed a lot, Gina, since we were here in 2016.
Yes, totally. I'm so confused. Coming in, I thought I knew where I was going, and nope, everything looks different. We are in a different area than we were in 2016. We were up in the rafters in 2016, which yes. if you've ever been up to the rafters in the TD Garden, it's high. And if you don't like heights, you don't want to be up there. So it's nice. We are on the third floor. So we are on the event level, our media room. I wish we could show you, but maybe we'll post some photos on social media. Our media room is right near the press conference room, which is where we're recording this right now. And then the mix zone is on the other side of our media room. A lot of media. It is a world's before an Olympics. So there are a lot of media here from all over. Much more than I remember in Montreal last year. But it's been different. Definitely for sure. And we're only, into day two. We still have two more days of competition to go, and we're only halfway through today. We haven't even gotten to the final groups of men, 40 men. It's been good so far. So
there's a larger number of media here at this competition. I think because we're going into an Olympic year. Also, I think there's a lot of local media here covering the event.
Mm-hmm.
It was just announced, I think yesterday, that Max Naumov, of course, lost both of his parents in the crash in flight 5342. He's going to be skating in the exhibition. And there's just little things. There's more information being released every day about what's going on.
Yeah.
It's been really exciting to be here at a pre-Olympic world.
I know.
When those spots are on the line and you can kind of feel not tension, but the intensity. You can feel the intensity that there's more at stake at this competition.
Mm-hmm.
And qualifying for the free skate is like the first step in the process for qualifying spots for your team at the Olympics. And so we're going step by step. And so we have the men skating the short today. Rhythm dance isn't until tomorrow. So we're just moving or easing into these pieces. By tonight,
we will have new world champions for pairs. So pairs will be over by tonight, and we then get started with dance tomorrow. But yeah, I just feel there is that different vibe of it being the world's before an Olympic year. And I'm seeing, again, media from all over, Mike Tirico from NBC. We just walked by him as we came to do this. And I'm like, for someone who knows where he went to college, won't say that. I'm like, kind of was a little starstruck, but it's just, I haven't been to a world before an Olympic year. I've always done nationals, of, yes. you know, when we have announced the Olympic team at a nationals, but so it's a different vibe. And again, the crowds have been great. A lot of people here to watch. And I know as the day week goes on, it's going to get busier and whatever, but I feel like Daphne now, we've got to go catch that men, because I'm thinking there's going to be those later groups coming up and we're going to miss them.
Yes, I don't want to do that. I don't want to miss those later groups. But we should also mention, pay attention to the Kiss and Cry. There are some new things going on with the leader's chair that we learned about yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something that we'll talk about more next week. But pay attention to that. Also, new LED boards all the way around the rink, plus behind the Kiss and Cry.
Yes.
So there's a lot of changes.
And should mention, there are two really good in-arena hosts, Ashley Wagner and Ben Augusto, who are doing the introductions for all the athletes as they come on in the warm-up. They're also doing some post-skate interviews in the Kiss and Cry. They're doing a phenomenal job. I like that feature of them being down there. So, if you're coming to the TD Garden, keep an eye out for them. They're doing a great job. And, of course, I guess practice coverage is still going on too, and Jean-Luc Baker is doing well there. And I hear he may actually be doing the competition commentary as well. I've heard that from online. I'm not quite sure.
I guess we'll find out soon. And final thing, the ISU has unveiled a brand new logo for skating, which we got to see yesterday. It's more modern, and I think it really pops. It's a great new logo. So we're moving away from the very simple, kind of outdated one that they've had for years, since I can remember. And we're moving to one that is modern and really, I think, captures more of the essence of skating. So,
hey, Daphne, I noticed we're sitting in the bronze medal chair and the silver medalist chair.
We are.
Well, I guess we'll go and watch the rest of the competition.
We've got to run, but we hope to be back tomorrow with more. Have a great day, guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.